Om. Om Sahanam Bhavatu, Sahanao Punattu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, let's see. We are on page 84. Bhandarkar, book 2, page 84. 84?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Who wants to start? Kiki, maybe since you only did the first one.
Pritharjanaihi, Sadacharaihi, and Panditaihi are all instrumental plurals.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Samparsha, I didn't look at, but either Samparsha is to know someone or to have an introduction with someone.
To just make contact with.
To make contact
yeah.
with. So in the second line, Samparsh must be, and again, I should work this on, but Samparshati then is just the third person singular to have an introduction or to have contact with Sadacharahi, and then Samparshayati. So Samparsh must be in both, it must be both it must be either the 10th or the 4th, I guess.
Not the 4th. And what's the root going to be for the second line, Samparchati and Samparchati? What will the root be?
So the root would be, if this is a 7th, because there's a man, no, that can't be right.
Well, that would be Samparchati.
Samparchati.
You've got Samparchati, Samparchati.
Oh, you know what? Not Samparchati. It'll be Samprik maybe, or
Samprich,
because that'll become, it'll take Guna. The right guna, and then, so Samprich is the root, and then from Samprich, if it is, Samprich is the root in, actually I'm not sure, but Samparchati and Samparchayati will both be third person, singular.
Mm-hmm. And what?
And they
what
will be formed by so when it takes the guna, that'll be maybe it won't be. Hold on 1 second. Is it not one of the 1, 4, 6 stanzas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it'll just be the first ones, and then no.
Samparchati.
Samparchati will be first. First my Pada, and then, sorry, make it so painful, you guys.
No, it's
sorry. It's fine. It's the process. Samparacharati has an ayah, so it'll be either 4 or 10.
Not 4.
Just
10. So it'll be the 10th. Samparacharati. So it'll be the 10th Paras my Pada.
Right.
Singular. Okay, so the second line means contact with good people and contact with pundits, you know, with
mm-hmm.
pundits. And then, sorry, I feel so bad drawing this out.
No, it's fine.
Okay, and then the first one will be na samprunakti kripanaihi. And so kripanaihi and prithajanaihi means, you know, bad people or people that you should not have contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And so na is negating that. So then samprunakti and some Prikte. So Prikte, look up, it's from Samparth means to have
Samprich.
Samprich, sorry, which is seventh. I looked that one up. It's
Sampranati is seventh.
The other one is two.
The other one is two. Oh, I see. So it's seventh verse Maipada and second Atmanipada. The Sampranati was just from Sampraj. That's straightforward for the second Atmanipada. And then Sampranati is where the nil comes between the pre and the chur.
For which one?
The chur goes for the seventh.
Yeah.
And then there are another concerto in between. So those again are third person singular, and so you know, don't come into contact with mean people,
yeah,
or with people of low caste or lowly people.
Yeah.
But do have contact with Sadacharis and
Pandits. He has. He or she associates with, doesn't associate with Kripanas or with Pratyekjanas, low people. He or she does associate with people of proper conduct, and he associates with Pundits.
Right.
Okay, let's just stop there for a minute. In these 10 gunas, this is the last guna, the seventh one that we're doing, we've done all the others. Why don't you go to the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth? What is the guna sign for the first? Fourth.
Yeah.
Sixth.
Aya.
Six. So, what are the other parts in a minute? What's the gunna sign for the second?
I don't remember.
Isn't
so
it
many irregularities in it.
Is there a gunna sign?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
No gunna sign.
For the second.
No gunna sign.
Okay.
What about for the third?
That's the reduplicative.
Is there a gunna sign?
No.
No.
But
that
is
what
it is. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. What about for the fifth?
That, well, you add nu or not, you add a...
What is the gunna sign?
That is the gunna sign. Okay. So that is adding nu?
Nu.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Right. Nu is the gunna sign for the fifth.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what,
right.
Yeah. What about the seventh?
No. The nasal is inserted.
That is
the
gunna sign in a sense, but it's not, it's inserted into the root.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about the eighth?
That's like the fifth, similar to the fifth, isn't it?
Yeah, but what is it?
Is it?
With a new?
Is it?
Fifth is new.
Fifth is new.
It's
what
new.
Is it? What is eight?
Is it na or no? Oh, okay. Something with it. Is it just the nakara? No.
Ooh.
Oh, it's ooh. Okay.
Good Lord.
Ooh.
Did he do that a long time ago, the eighth?
Okay. We did it with the fifth and the eighth together.
Because a lot of times the forms will
say, oh, eight. Right, new and ooh, that's right.
That's right. So the eighth is ooh, okay.
What about the ninth?
I can't remember the ninth.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Long ah.
Mm-hmm. For in the strong and ends in the
oh feet. Yeah, that's right.
Trying to find that one for you.
This is good, so we can have a little chart for all of these.
Yeah, it's time to
put it all together.
It is.
But it's so funny, the 1, 4, 6, 10 now seems so much easier, you know?
Mm-hmm, that's true. Get for the na. It's na and me, right? Na becomes me in the week.
In the ninth?
Yeah. Trying to find the page of that. Yeah. Yeah. After we finish the seventh gunna, we'll just spend one class going through and reviewing all of
that. That would be
great.
That would be great.
Yeah. You know. So, well. So just keep that in mind and you can start kind of reviewing
yeah,
now.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah. Nisam Pranakti Kripanaihi
Samprakti na prithak janaihi.
Samparchati sadacharaihi. Samparchayati panditaihi. So Kerala samparchati and samparchayati can be used anywhere with the, you know, you can use samparchayati or samparchati, just in fact all of them can be used in any of the four, all those four spots can be interchanged, right?
Yeah, but they, but using it in this way it fills the meter.
No, that's true, but I think it would be still grammatically correct.
Which is not always the case, sometimes they actually have different meanings.
Right, but in this case, okay, let's do the next one. Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it? I should try to do it. Niyukte gulmapalan saha niyojati niyoginaha. So we have niyukte would be class 7 from huge with the prefix ni.
This is two lines, you know.
Oh, okay. How do you do that one?
Okay.
Third person present singular agmanepada.
Mm-hmm.
He, she is a point. When you have ni, it becomes a point with huge. And gulmapalan is the masculine noun. It means it's from gulpa, it's a protector, and this would be accusative plural, the protectors of the forts. Saha, he. Niyojati is class 1 huge, would takes guna, third person present singular, parasmai pada. With ni again means to appoint, so he, she, it appoints. And then this one I wasn't really sure of, niyoginaha. I guess it would have to be class 1. And then I guess, is it a PPP in the number?
Niyogin. It means a minister.
It's a noun. Okay. I was thinking, all right. That's what I was hoping, that it was a noun. All right. So it's a lay minister, nominative plural, right?
No, it's it's like accusative plural.
Plural, right, because it's an N and
a Niyogin. Niyogin, okay. Niyogin, the ministers. He appoints the ministers.
All right. Sorry. I sat there, it's like, oh, okay, so ministers. All right. Then we have Sunday here. We have Niyo Jayati, so that would be class 10 because of the Aya. And we have the word, and third person present singular, he, she, it appoints again. Then Ani Kastan, which is PPP from Ani Kasta. Modifying the plural of a masculine accusative plural. But actually, it means one in the army or a soldier. So right. it's the soldiers. But it's a PPP, right?
No.
Okay.
Anika means army. Sta means, when you put sta at the end of a compound, it means standing.
Right.
One stands in the army. This
okay.
means a soldier and stalls.
Okay, so here it's just a noun. Not a PPP. Okay.
There's nothing PPP there.
Yeah, okay. I'm confused. Swayam is from swa, is an adverb, one's own self.
Mm-hmm.
And cha plus atmani from atman, locative singular, in, on, upon the self. And yujyate, I would assume. It's class 1 passive, third person present singular.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I
was getting confused because it couldn't be class 10.
I think it was 4P.
It's huge. Class 4?
Mm-hmm.
For the U.
Yeah, huge. It's 4 Atmanepada. Ujite.
Okay. Could it be class 1 passive or it couldn't be there?
It could be. I'm just trying to remember if you just. You chose different.
So class
genders.
4, you said?
If yeah, in this case it's 4 Atmanepada, but.
You still have different gunas.
It says
4 is one of them.
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you.
You chose 1P, 4A, 7U, and 10U. That's what I found at least.
Oh, good.
Okay. I just started making lists.
But how would I know that it's not?
By the meaning, and I remember that Huge has the same meaning as the fourth A, the path of Huge is to join United Tach. Mm-hmm. But when then it's path, four, that's for the one or seven U.
When you say 4A, do you mean Atmanipada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Path of it means to be joined or united with, to get to be possessive, to be fit or proper. But then, I want to find the 4A here. Four A means to concentrate the mind, identical with the path of Huge.
Oh.
Okay. But it also means, you know, to concentrate the mind or to meditate. We often use it like that in the Gita. Where they're talking about using it as to meditate or to pull the mind in, to rein the mind in.
To curb one's mind. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do it in
education. Okay, so the ministers, so then the translation would be the ministers appoint.
Now, Yogi Nahar is accusative.
Right, okay, sorry.
So he appoints.
He appoints, Saha Niyojati, protectors. He appoints ministers.
Mm-hmm.
So just, okay. So that's weird because Niyomte is really separated from.
You've got the Niyumte Guma Falan. He appoints the protectors of the force, and then he appoints
the
minister.
Okay.
And then Niyojiti and Nikastan.
Right, okay.
So he's just trying to show you three different forms of Niyuj.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then Swayam Shahmani.
Okay, and so he concentrates his mind and he on himself. He concentrates himself upon, in other words, he appoints people to do all this stuff and then he concentrates on himself.
It's a little awkward, but we see this kind of a structure in the Gita quite a bit, and it just means he keeps his mind reined into himself. He keeps his hands on. He keeps a hold of his own mind.
Okay. So he's telling it. He's basically dispensing with all his duties, appointing everybody else to do everything, so he can concentrate on himself. I mean, I'm just trying to understand the connection between these sentences and this last one.
I took it as. I'm not sure. I think the sense of it is he masters himself. He controls his mind. He controls all of his indriyas himself. See, he appoints the ministers to take care of this. He appoints somebody to handle the forts. All of these things are taken care of. He's got somebody to take care of these, and he takes care of himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
But there's no analogy to the fourth being, the fourth of the heart, or the fourth of the mind, or something like that.
Well, I took it more as, he's in charge of appointing all of these ministers and these gatekeepers and these members of the army to take care of all of the things that need to be handled, and then he rules himself. But these are all rulers. Mm-hmm. These are all people that are responsible to take care of this. You're responsible to take care of this. You're responsible to take care of this, and I'm responsible, and I will take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
My mind and my sense organs and my body so that there's somebody controlling me also.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I took it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's kind of a common theme also. You know, being one who has mastery over their own mind. Even in the Katha Upanishad, where the body, mind, sense organs are likened to a chariot, and the buddhi is the charioteer.
Right, or Krishna, you know, with Arjuna and the battlefield.
Exactly. Yeah, there too.
Can I ask a question before you go on?
Sure.
I was just trying to figure out the different conjugations for yuj, like in the different gunas.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be the present third person singular in the seventh guna parasmaipada for yuj? What would that look
that
like?
Oh, that would be.
I was trying to write that.
Unakti.
Ni
unakti. Yes.
Unakti.
Because it's strong. And then okay. So the na is not going to be a conjunct consonant. The ja will still go to ka.
Hmm. Okay.
So unakti. Hmm. Let's see if I can see an example for you.
Okay.
Unakti. Ni unakti, full na, that'll be
something? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right.
Thank you.
Right, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't strong. Right.
Like here, there's. Well, this isn't a good example, but it's runabdi.
Or some runabdi.
Yeah, you have to look at the. We have to pull out our booklet for a better example. Oh, where did you see that?
In the short sentence. Some pranakti, would that be the same as ni unakti?
Where's some pranakti? Where is that?
No, some pranakti kripanaihi, the sentence I just read. The first one we did.
That's right.
Niyumte gulmapalan.
Niyumte gulmapalan.
Saha niyojati niyoginah.
Saha niyojati niyoginah.
Niyojayati anivkarthan.
Niyojayati anivkarthan.
Swayam chatmani yujyate.
Swayam chatmani yujyate.
Na hinsati,
Hinasti.
Sorry. Na hinasti, vrita, jantum, sternani, api. Na hinsati.
You have another line there?
Do I have another line, is that? Okay.
Wait a minute.
No, I might as well do two lines. I mean, that's kind of short.
Okay.
I'll do this one and then I'll do the next one. Okay. The other two are doubles, too.
That's a good idea. That's fair, yeah.
Okay, so, na hinasti is don't or not, doesn't kill. And kill is from, it's hints, present third person singular, parasmaipada, seventh guna. Vrita is an adverb meaning uselessly or in vain, so don't kill in vain. And then we have jantum, which is the accusative singular for creatures or creature,
mm-hmm.
animals, I guess. Strinani.
Strinani.
Oh, sorry.
Jantum. Vasandhi. The nakara goes to anuswara and sakara.
Oh,
so then trinani. Trinam means grass.
Jantum trinani?
Yeah,
trinani means grass?
Trinam is
trina.
Grass.
Oh my god.
Trinam is grass.
Oh really?
Yeah,
it's not a verb.
No.
Jeez, I went crazy. I thought it was a verb.
You forgot this Sunday.
Yes.
No, I got the Sunday.
Oh.
I totally got the S. This is the S Sunday, right?
I got that.
And then I thought it was trick for some reason. I had some weird form of trick. And anyway.
I came up with a verb.
But you've got a verb there,
Sati. I know.
You're not going to make any sense.
I came up with stress, class
five.
Oh,
I'm sorry, the word is grass? Turn?
Grass.
Turn. So trinani is the
grass. Is it a neuter noun? Grass, neuter right? noun?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. Neuter is plural?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it plural or non-neuter?
Well,
I don't right. know.
Wait, we'll find out.
Could be either. Okay, so blaze, so grass. And then uppy,
mm-hmm.
also or moreover. And then mm-hmm. na hinsati. So don't kill again, and this time hints is first gonna.
Yeah, I think it is first gonna. The hinesti is what gonna. And that would be seventh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hints
is first gonna.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Paris Maipada, right. Third person singular present. So don't kill.
He doesn't kill.
He doesn't kill in vain. Creatures.
He doesn't uselessly, meaninglessly kill creatures for no reason. Right.
He doesn't kill animals or creatures for no reason. Useless, in vain.
Yeah.
And in addition, or moreover, he doesn't kill grasses.
We would even say plants. He doesn't even kill the grass.
Okay,
he doesn't kill the creatures just for, you know, no reason. He doesn't even kill grass.
Mm.
He doesn't even destroy grass for no reason. Rita, you can take both. Actually, you do need this other sentence. There should be a double line there.
Okay. Kill grass.
The second one.
All right. So the next one is Tameva Hinsyati. Hinsayati ekam yaha tad agnyam. Isn't it two ah long ahs?
Yeah,
agnyam. Agnyam vilangate. We have Tom accusative singular, him or that, Eva, Hinsayati, which is Hins, class 10. I guess it could uh-huh. be also passive.
No, oh yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Right. Present third person singular, Paris Maipada, kills.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ekam, which is one, and it could be accusative or singular here. I mean, accusative or nominative here. And we have yaha, knowledge of singular, who or which, and tut, it or that, and then avyam is the feminine accusative singular for order or command, mm-hmm. and we have, what did I do here? So this is vi plus lung,
mm-hmm.
which I found, looked up and found is class 4 or class 10. And I guess I don't know why I didn't.
You know, this is interesting because with vi lung is usually, if you look it up in the dictionary, it'll only be can through bipedal, vi lung.
Oh, okay.
But lung is first or.
Oh, okay.
Tenth or fourth, I think, also. So, what he, I would have said here, vilanga yate, but he's just taking lung as the first atmanepada and adding the V affix. But if you look it up in the dictionary, vilung's only going to be tenth.
Okay.
Lung will be first.
Tenth. Okay.
And so he's doing it as first. So.
Okay. So, and it means,
we don't know.
It means to go? Or
no.
To transgress? To dry, too fast.
One who transgresses or disregards.
Disregards. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Oh, is it saying something like he only kills mm-hmm. those that disregard?
Yeah, he only kills the person.
He only kills the person.
Who?
Disregards order?
Like his command.
Oh, his command.
Yes. Ted.
Oh, okay.
And the Akam can be only that person, right? Ted Akam, Tim Akam.
Okay.
That person alone. And in English we say he only kills that person. But it means literally he kills that only that one person, that person alone, who, Yaha, Vilangate, disregards Ted Agnyam, his command. Right? Agnyam is accusative and Ted is Tetya, Ted Agnyam. Ted Agnyam is Tetya Agnyam. His command. He doesn't kill creatures, he doesn't even kill grass in vain. He only kills that person who disobeys or disregards his command, transgresses his command.
Okay. So the Tut, is that his, does that represent his command?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, it's neuter though. It doesn't matter.
Well, I took it as a compound.
Oh, okay. You took Tut Agnyam.
Ted Agnyam out of compound.
It's not Tut, it's the Tut in sense.
Tut, yeah. Okay. I get it.
I don't know how else
you I couldn't figure out because I was going, oh, well, that's neuter. What's that supposed to mean? All right. So it's in stem form. Okay. Makes sense now.
Okay, Sherpa?
Mm-hmm.
Should I read this?
Oh, yeah.
Nahi nasti vritha.
Nahi nasti vritha.
Jantu sriranyapi nahinsati.
Jantu sriranyapi nahinsati.
Nahinsati.
Yahinsati.
Himsati.
Nahinsati.
Taneva himsayatyekam.
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 Yahatadagyan
Vilankate.
If you don't have two lines there, it should be a double gender there. These two sentences go together. I don't have two lines on
that. I don't either.
Yeah. Alright, next one.
Can I try it if you guys have the patience to
read? Oh yeah, go ahead.
Kityate sau na prithyeshu yachakeshu na khindati kinte tesha deva ye travyam diyamanam na grihyate.
Grihyate. No, grihyate.
Grihyate. Is that to hold to grasp? Grihyate.
It's not gonna burn the tree.
So this would be kityate asau, and kityate looks like a dirty ending, looks then like a third person singular, atmane padam, and with a year, probably it is the fourth, so it would be a fourth atmane padam. And it would be from kid, so the verb would be kid.
It has a passive sense, otherwise it could be just a passive, but kid, it has a passive sense. To be distressed. It can also mean in the sixth. It doesn't tell you that here, but it can also be used actively, I think, in the sixth, but it's not used actively in the sense.
So over here it's used passive.
I mean, it has a passive sense.
Okay. And then asau is that. Not prithyeshu would be a locative plural of, is that from Rasa?
Prithya is a servant.
Or servant. I see. So do not be displeased in that.
It's not imperative.
So he is not displeased with that in that servant. Yashikeshu nakindati. So Kinvati again is probably going to be the use of the kid from in the seventh parasnapada singular here. Would that be the
kid is, are you at kind?
Yachakeshuna Kinvati.
Actually the kind is the sixth guna. And remember, okay. Many roots in the sixth guna will take a nasal.
Mm-hmm.
And this okay. is one of those. So okay. it's the sixth parasmakada.
And then the in sixth parasmakada, mm-hmm. but it's the same meaning as in the fourth, mm-hmm. which is to be displeased. Okay, yachakeshuna kinvati. So yachakeshu again is a locative plural. And yachakeshu would mean who.
Yachakas are beggars or supplicants to come and request something of you.
He is not displeased with the servants, mm-hmm. and he is not displeased with those beggars. Kinte. So kinte again, this is going to illustrate the use of kinte. Kinte, is this going to be in seventh then with the na inserted in the double ta? So that would be the seventh the Atmanepada singular.
That's right.
So Kinte, he is not, he is displeased. Teshu Eva would be there. Teshu is again the locative.
Locative plural, like the others,
right? Of he,
mm-hmm.
right? In them. He is displeased. No, sorry, I'm going to translate. He is displeased in them. Teshu eva, ye dravyam diyamanam na krihyate. The ones who don't give to poor people.
Who don't receive. Grid means to grasp, to get right. to receive.
Okay, so, kinte teshu eva, ye. Who? Ye is who?
Uh-huh.
Dravyam is dravyam.
Dravyam is like wealth. That can be wealth.
That will just be accusative singular. Dravyam. Diyamanam is poor.
Which is being given. Past.
Oh, diyamanam. This is right. This is past active. Right?
Past active participle.
Past active participle.
Diyamanam. Which is given. Which is being given. Wealth being given. Wealth which, you can just say which is given. Wealth which is being given.
Right. Na grunate, which is to
grun means to receive.
To receive, okay. I've completely lost the sense of the sentence now.
What form is grinate?
Grinate is it's they authentic, so it's just the third person singular. No?
It's not, because in the ninth the ate, the nasal loses its vowel, and here you've got the subject as ye. Right, in the ninth and in the third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ante, ate.
Yes.
So, and this is nate, so grinate is third person plural.
Okay, right. They.
So, you have third person plural.
Mm-hmm.
So, not grinate.
So, they don't attain.
They don't receive.
They don't receive.
He's only displeased with those. Who don't receive dravyam, the wealth which is being given.
Which is being given.
Yeah.
Oh, what does that mean?
He's not displeased with the servants. He's not displeased with the supplicants. He's only displeased with those who do not receive the wealth which is being offered.
Yeah.
Do you see the grammar?
Yeah.
Notice the use of the locative.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know some verbs take the locative, like verbs of affection
mm-hmm.
or pleasure will take the locative? Here's displeasure. is taking the locative, but you're not going to translate it as the locative because we don't talk that way in English.
So you can kind of say, I'm not just using them. Well, yeah, I guess you wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say in them. But see, that's something that we tend, you can't get rigid with these cases. You have to understand what the cases mean and then also know that some roots govern those cases. Mm-hmm. And then you have to translate it. You can say, just to show everybody that you know that it's locative, but then translate it in the way that it's meant. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have that problem too. I always have to kind of tell myself, no, you don't have to translate it as in or at or on.
I have two questions just mm-hmm. to clarify, because I think we were going kind of fast there. It's okay. Grinate is third person plural, present plural, atmane pada.
Yes.
Correct?
Okay. Night dinner.
Night dinner. Okay. Right. And then the word...
Otherwise it would be...
No, I get it. I mean, okay. From what you explained about the N dropping right,
yeah, yeah.
on the ante.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that it was Atmane Pada and not
to
be absolutely clear. Okay. And then on the word for... Where did I just go? Brityeshu. Was that a noun? Did you say
yeah,
that?
Britya.
Britya.
Servant.
And is that something we had to look up? It wasn't in the vocab, right?
I don't know. I just know what the word means.
Does it come from Brit to support?
Britya. Probably.
Okay.
It probably comes from Brit.
Brit.
To carry.
That's what I thought the word was.
Yeah.
And then can it be a mana? The mana ending is the present active or the present passive.
Used in the Atmane Pada, mana. You have two forms. You have the ut, like a chut, or bhashamana for the Atmane Pada. The passive always takes Atmane Pada.
Yeah.
So da, the passive is going to be dia. Dia plus mana, dia mana is being given.
So, but why is it not further declined? Isn't
mana is declined, dia manam. Dravyam, dia manam. It's accusative singular. Wealth, which is wealth,
oh,
which is
oh, I missed the dot in the top.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I was thinking, how good is this video? Okay.
I'm
going
to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's getting all these down because this is the last gunna. So he's just making us do. He wants us to identify all of these different gunnas, you know,
mm.
and many roots take many gunnas. So.
Read it, yeah.
Kidyate saum na vrityeshu.
Yachakeshu na kindati.
Yachakeshu na kindati.
Kinte te shuveva ye.
Kinte te shuveva ye.
Dravyam diyamanam na grinate.
Dravyam diyamanam na grinate.
Can I ask one more quick question? On diamanam,
mm-hmm.
is, why does it take the form D? Is that part
it's
of the...
It's just a rule for
it
da.
Is, okay.
Just a rule.
I thought so, and I couldn't yeah. remember where it came from, though.
Okay. There's other ah-ending roots, too, that take E.
Yeah, I remember.
Passive.
In passive, yeah.
Passive.
Passive.
Was active,
passive,
no,
PAP it was.
Present.
This is a present passive. This is the active participle in the passive.
Okay.
Not past, passive. Okay.
Passive, right.
Passive, active participle.
Okay.
Okay.
Instead of giving, is being given.
Right.
Okay.
Passive, active, you said? Not passive active, that's not what you mean.
First, you first said past active participle, that's what I
meant. I didn't say past.
Okay.
It's either present passive or present
passive.
Active, right?
It's not past. You don't have a present participle, it's never past.
Okay.
This is a present passive participle. You know the present participle?
Mm-hmm.
I never even call it present active participle. I don't use that word active. It's just, to me, it's just present participle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you can have a present passive participle.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay?
Yeah, and so we know it's a present passive participle because of the ya there.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, the mana could be for any atmane pada.
That's right, because so, the ya.
So it's the passive that we know it's passive. If the ya wasn't there, then we would just say it's a present active participle, a present participle.
Then it would be a form of da.
Okay.
I think it actually would become dadut, because da is third and we duplicate.
Oh, right, because you take it from. Okay. Mm. All right.
You take it from like the third person, plural form, I think.
Yes, you pay to the mana.
Right. Okay.
But to that is parasmaipada, but it's passive. To this passive, it's going to take the mana because always atmanepada endings for passive.
Okay.
But if it were the sixth conjugation, then you wouldn't know that it would still have
a year. If it were the fourth conjugation.
If it's the fourth conjugation or tenth, then how would you know it would still have a year, right?
That's right. If it was the fourth atmanepada verb,
right,
they're still not the same, whether it's passive or, you know, or active.
Right.
So then, but that's very rarely a problem because the context
tells you,
yeah. You hardly ever even think about it because of the context. Okay, let's do this last one. Who's doing it?
I'll try it, but I don't know if it's right. Kaninkte dakshiniyanam.
No.
Vipranam.
No, I'm sorry, yeah, vipranam.
Charanam, cha, saham. So kaninkte would be from huge. Why did I say
that? Well, from you.
What am I saying? From Praj. To join, class 7, third person present singular atmane pada. And then we have the feminine noun dakshina, genitive plural. What am I saying? Wait a minute. It's a PPP. Gender plural, it modifies, it means deserving of dakshina, so it modifies the, it's a gender plural,
yes.
So it's modifying the brahmana, the vipranam,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a PPP in the gender plural, right?
I just thought it was an adjective.
Yeah, well, PPP.
Well, but a PPP can be an adjective, but yeah, it's an adjective, I guess. Right?
Sure.
Are you distracted by the verb?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was
dakshiniya. Dakshiniya is masculine, neuter, or feminine. It's deserving of dakshina. Dakshiniya is the substantive.
We've got a problem with the verb here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Ninj, there it is. Second, atmanepada. Looks like this verb again.
I knew it was a prush, but I couldn't figure out what it was.
I see.
See on page 87, it's Ninj, second gana atmanepada with pra to wash.
Oh, okay.
Ninj. And then, so that nya becomes na because the ja, because the ja changes to ka. And then it just takes pra. So it's atmanepada. The root is ninj.
Oh.
In the second gana, ninj becomes Nink te.
She washed.
The ja changes to ka because of the te.
Mm-hmm.
Nink te.
Oh,
for Nink te.
Oh my god.
He washes. Saha for Nink te.
Oh, feet. Okay.
Yeah, he washes the two feet.
Alright.
So write down.
That was a hard one. I did not figure out what that verb was.
But now can you say it? See it?
Mm-hmm.
Ninj.
Mm-hmm.
2A, to wash. He washes the charanel.
Makes a lot more sense. He associates with the 2 feet.
He washes the 2 feet.
Okay. But the word that, going back to Dakshina, that is modifying Vipranam, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, and Chavana is the feet, the 2 feet. But what is the verb there? Because is it...
He worships.
No, no, I mean, then what is the actual stem for that noun?
Vipra.
No, no, I'm sorry, for the feet.
Chavana. It's in dual.
Yes.
Right, and I looked up the verb, I mean the noun in the dictionary, and it said charana. In at least in the dictionary I had, I couldn't find charana plain in the apti that I was looking at. But
how was charana? How was nama?
I don't know. It was weird.
Line, but isn't that also al? Is that right?
I don't know, man.
I'll look and see.
Charana would be in the dual of the 2 feet. Charana.
If
it was an ascending, what would it be for dual?
I couldn't find it. I don't know. I found
it would be Masao.
Mm-hmm. It would be Masao, I think.
Tread on the heart, a foot.
Tread on the heart.
So that's
the noun.
Yeah, tread on the heart.
Ascending.
Or tread on the heart. It's not ascending. There's no charanas here, just charanaha.
But charanaha, you're adding a ha to it.
That's not much a singular, charanaha.
Oh, okay. You're...
Do you have an object?
Yeah.
What is the bottom here of page of this page?
All right. I sound really good. All right. Yeah. So when I look at that,
no, all they do in all days is they give you the nominative singular.
Oh, okay.
So the chavanaha says that's nominative
okay.
Singular.
I didn't understand.
Masculine.
I've got three different
masculine. If you say chavanaha.
You can give us tips on how to look up the dictionary.
I know. I've got three different dictionaries. I have the McDonald or McDougall, whatever, the plain.
If it was if, they would put chavanaha. Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chavanaha or chavanan. This tells you it's either the ending masculine singular. Or chavanam, or neuter. You have a choice, chavanaha or chavanam.
And how do you know that it's masculine? What tells you that?
Ramaha, ramau, ramaha. Ending noun, nominative singular, ends in the sarga.
Well, but I mean, they don't specifically tell you it's masculine. They assume that by giving you the first...
That's right.
That you will know
and
that...
And they don't put anything on it, it's an adjective.
Oh, really?
And they'll tell you that, too. Like, if you look above here, like this says... Look at the two above, like chada.
Yeah.
Chada is an adjective. They don't have any ending put on it.
Yeah.
Right. And then do you see what the next one? What's the next one after chada? The next word after chada.
After chada is chadakaha.
Chadakaha. That tells you it's an ending noun. That's an aka affix. Ending noun, but and then the sarga says masculine.
No, chadakaha, they say one of the means.
No, what if one A,
two A, three
N? I don't even know
what that means. When it says one.
I'm sorry, we're not going to do this right now.
Okay.
We'll have to have a dictionary class.
Okay.
We should do that.
Sure.
But to do that, you'll have to bring your optics dictionary.
Yes. Okay.
We'll do that. Who uses octaves?
I do.
I have three different. I mean, I have. I'll show you what I have that I've been getting by with. Because I've probably been able. It's a little octave, but it's very small.
Oh, okay. That's the same as this, though. It's just.
No, they don't do it the same way.
Oh, they don't.
No, they actually say adjective, or they give you M or N or F for the nouns, rather than giving you the endings. They distinguish.
I see.
So.
I have a version of that that's smaller than yours.
Much oh,
smaller. Really? Yeah, and it's apt to. But I never use it because I can hardly see it until the absolute last. It's like the last resort. I use the big Sanskrit one or the two that we get from Bandarkar. The vocab in the back of those two.
Well, Bandarkar does it differently than anybody else. Which is
I only have that one. Yeah. That's the only one I use.
Then there's the other one, Monier Williams, which is
that's
a huge
the one I use
yeah.
too.
And every dictionary does it differently.
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's just accept this as accusative dual.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we going to read it?
We have to finish the second line.
So he washes the 2 feet of the brahmanas who are worthy of dakshina. Mm-hmm. That's the first line.
Mm-hmm.
Then?
Sorry, I didn't know we were supposed to do the next line.
Oh. You mean, did anybody do the next line?
Yeah, I did it.
Okay, what are you
doing? Well, I've got most of it if you want me to do it. Yeah. Okay. It's
because it hooks on to this line.
Yat padao
mukukota
jo jot. Let me just look at my see. Yat padao mukota jot sna jalahi. Oh, that is all one word. And then I have, I'm not sure what nenikti, that might break down more, I'm not sure what that was, but I think I know now. And the rajakam. Mm-hmm. So would is nenikti more than one word?
No.
Oh, it is one word. And is mm-hmm. that from Nij?
Nij.
Nij, okay. So that would be, is it third person singular parasmaipada? Okay.
Is it T?
I'm just guessing by looking at it since we've been doing this over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
So it then would be, is that a class? Oh, it's just it's still a class 9. It's just, I mean, class 2.
It's at class 9. Nice. It reduplicates. Oh. And it's one of those that takes the A, the E, it takes the A.
Okay.
They have it listed in here.
So it's class 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It means to wash or purify. It means to purify. Use it as wash. That's how he's doing it.
Okay. All right. So then it goes. So the previous sentence ended with and he, right? To lead us into the next sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he washes the 2 feet of the Brahmins deserving of dakshina. And he washes the 2 feet. Of all the kings?
No. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Who's 2 feet? Your father would be. Was that the who's 2 feet?
The child's not really necessary there.
Oh, okay.
It just says he washes the 2 feet of the brahmanas who are worthy of dakshina.
Okay.
Who's 2 feet? Yad padel.
Okay.
Rajakam is a collective, and it means a host of kings, a group of kings, and it's in the neuter. So take it as the nominative.
Okay.
Who's the Rajaka, that's told about all of the multitude of kings.
There. Uh-huh. Oh. So who's feet? The Rajakam. Well, now that long word says water in the form of crowns.
The light of their crowns. It means as they bow down, the light of their crowns is as though water being poured on the feet because they bow down to them.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So the water, which is the light of their crowns, as they bow down, as they pronounce to him.
Okay. So say how that sentence, say the sentence, which is that second part.
So I would say like this, He washes the feet of the brahmanas who are worthy of dakshina. Whose feet, that very one, whose feet the multitude of kings wash with water in the form of the light of their crowns.
Okay.
Take a little break.